Hey, it's Jed Hearn, host of Wizards, Warriors, and Words. If you're enjoying the writing advice on this show, you might like my new podcast, The Jed Hearn Show, where every week I share the best fantasy writing advice that I've learned from publishing 3 fantasy novels and a best-selling video game. There's over 12 episodes that you can listen to right away, including my top 10 fantasy books of all time, how to make fantasy names that don't suck, 2 rules that make writing effortless, and my complete summaries of Brandon Sanderson's and Neil Gaiman's writing classes, and much more. Check it out by searching for The Jed Hearn Show in your podcast app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey everyone, it's Jed here. This is an audio version of a video that I recently put out on YouTube. I thought it would be cool to share on the podcast as well. Enjoy.
Two years ago, at the start of 2020, you could say that I was failing as a writer. See, I'd been trying to become an author ever since high school, but after 7 years of effort, all I had to show for it was one self-published novella and a handful of short stories. Neither of them got many readers, and neither of them made much money. So yeah, you could have said I was failing, but even though it looked like I was failing from the outside, that's not how it felt for me. I knew that it takes a really long time to break in as an author. Brandon Sanderson had to write 13 books before he got published. Patrick Rothfuss worked on The Name of the Wind for 15 years before that book was ready. The author's path is hard, but I was up for the trek. At the start of 2020, I told myself that I would stop fooling around. I told myself I would commit even harder to my dream of becoming an author, no matter what difficulty or what embarrassment might lie ahead. Before, I mentioned how my first self-published book was a novella. It was called Fires of the Dead. The thing is, that wasn't the first book I wrote. Before that book, I'd written 3 other unpublished novels. But those 3 unpublished novels, I just poured so much heart and so much energy into them. I couldn't quite bring myself to have the courage to put them out in the world quite yet. I didn't think I was good enough. So I wrote and published Fires of the Dead first. And even though I am really proud of that story, it wasn't me at my bravest. It wasn't me committing with the best I could give. Still, I don't regret that. I needed to test the waters with something short, and Fires of the Dead did that. And I had a good reception from the people who read it and enjoyed it. But at the start of 2020, 2 years ago, I knew that if I wanted this author career to go somewhere, I had to be brave. I had to take risks and be willing to look like a fool. So in February 2020, on my 22nd birthday, I published Across the Broken Stars. It was my first novel that I'd released, and at the time, I had been working on it for 3 years. It felt like a massive jump to put something out there that was so close to my heart. But as I stood at a launch party at my local library in front of a ton of family and friends, I knew that I had made the right decision. This was my duty, to always take the next step forward without flinching, without fear. As Xenophon once said, let us not wait for other people to come to us and call upon us to do great deeds. Let us instead be the first to summon the rest to the path of honor. A month later, I did something else that really scared me. I reached out to a games publisher to write a game for them. I'd been thinking about doing this for 4 whole years without taking any action. But in that month after publishing Across the Broken Stars, it felt like all these new horizons were opening up before me, and I was determined to seize those opportunities. I could see this was the next step to take, and I took it. And after 6 months of sending them pictures and ideas and outlines, they finally greenlit the game, and I got to work. Over the last 2 years, I have written 450,000 words. In that time, I've also published another well-received novel.
I really enjoyed this one.
And I've started a podcast with 3 other incredible fantasy authors.
Welcome to Wizards, Warriors, and Words.
It's had close to 100,000 downloads by this stage. And on that podcast, it's let me interview some of the biggest names in the fantasy genre.
I'm Adrian Jurgowski.
I'm Will White.
I'm Gareth Hunterham.
I'm RJ Parker.
John Gwynn.
Hey guys, thanks for the invite. It's great to be here.
When you put it all together like that, it seems like a lot. But really, it was just taking it one step at a time, showing up to write almost every day, especially when I didn't feel like it. Just like I've been doing for those 7 years before 2020, trusting the process, following the path of most resistance, feeding my creative well with incredible books and movies, and all the while just stacking one block on top of another. And the reason I'm making this video is for all you writers and aspiring creatives out there. Maybe you've been on this path for a while. Maybe you're just getting started. And maybe you're wondering, is it worth it? Should I keep taking these steps? Should I keep putting down these blocks? I can offer you no guarantees, but I say this, if you keep taking those steps, you get to the top of the mountain. If you keep putting those blocks down, you build the cathedral. And I know that to be true because after 2 years of work, the game I started writing at the beginning of 2020 finally comes out tomorrow. It's called Siege of Trebolin, and without question, it has been the most difficult, intense, and at the same time, the most rewarding writing experience I've ever had. Almost 300,000 words of story, and a game that I intend to be the definitive interactive epic fantasy novel. Maybe that's a high bar. Who knows if it will hit it? Who knows if readers will like it? Who knows if it will sell? It's impossible to know any of that. But what I do know is that writing Siege of Trebolin has made me a better writer. It's another block down on the cathedral. It's another step further along the path. I'm so excited to share this with the world. I'm so excited to see what the next 2 years brings. And to all of you who are on the path beside me, who are willing to be brave, to be consistent, to keep putting in the work, and to keep progressing along your creative pathways, even when it's tough, even when it's hard. To you, I say, keep striving. I'll see you in the next video.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.